Whoa.
That's boiled grass.
Oh, dandruff.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have American carryouts in China?
No, not yet. No, but every religious holiday, all the Chinese people go downtown for Jewish food.
I'm a very inquisitive child. Nobody noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something? I believe I'm truly ready for school. All the other children are going to school. Why am I going to school?
Oh, come on now, son. I mean, your mother and I can teach you everything you need to know at home. I mean, Abraham Lincoln studied at home.
Who's he?
Min?
Well, Murph, Abraham Lincoln was our 16th president.
I just feel weird. I just feel different, that's all. And I should be going to school like the rest of the children, that's all. I should be going to school.
Murph, you're not old enough for school yet. Besides, there's plenty of time for school. Think of all the fun you're having around home.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding. You think it's fun just going upstairs and coming back downstairs and occasionally having some Chinese food? Do you call that living? I want to go to school.
Murph.
I want to be like the rest of the children, that's all. I'm not going to sit here with four or five boxes of empty goldfish cartons. I want to go to school.
That's enough, young man. You go to your room.
Ed, I wanted to go to school.
You go up now.
Oh. It really didn't hurt me at all. You just happened to crush my Carl Malden picture. I'm going. I want to go to school. And I said I wanted to go to school. Lord.
Mork, I don't mean to interfere, but I think you've got a big problem on your hands.
Not now, Mork. I gotta get up in the morning.
It's not Mork. It's Orson.
Orson? Where are you?
I'm using the speaker in Mork's ear. You and I need to have a talk.
Now?
Yes, now. I'm not here to make an appointment with you.
But I'm not going to go into Mork's head. It's an invasion of his privacy. But then he and I never did have any secrets. How do I do this again? Mindy calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mindy calling Orson.
Yo, your space mountain ship.
Oh, that was a mistake. I apologize. I don't know where that came from. I really didn't mean to say this.
You're excused. When you're using Mork's mind, there's bound to be some ill effects.
Could you turn the heat up? It's kind of cold in here.
Sorry. Mork's mind isn't equipped with a thermostat. I've told him to insulate.
Coffee. Thank you.
So, how's the family?
Oh, they're just...
Enough small talk. Where's the application Mork promised to fill out?
Well, for what?
I want Mirth's application for Orc Prep. I sent it to Mork Fleems ago, and I haven't heard from him since.
So that's why Mork was acting so strange at dinner. And I thought it was the MSG.
What?
Never mind. Orson, I don't know how I feel about Mirth going away to school on Ork.
You'll love it. He'll only go to school one day a month, Earth time. He'll commute.
How?
Air Ork's H-28 transport beam has merged with Glyptanza and is now servicing the greater Earth area.
Well, I'll discuss it with Mork and then we'll get back to you.
There will be no discussion. The application will be completed and on my desk in the morning.
Thank you for the coffee, Mr. Lee.
My secret is eggshells in the ground.
My grandmother used to do that.
Who cares? Nanu, nanu.
Oh, Nanu, Nanu to you too, sir.
Aha! Thinking around with Orson behind my brain, eh? What were you doing?
Murph has to go to school, and he's got to be around kids like himself to be able to learn.
Yeah, I mean, but there's no substitute for experience. I mean, look at me. I know all the hosts of Real People. Skip Stevenson, John Barber, Sarah Purcell, and that black
guy. Why don't you want Murph to go to school?
The truth of the matter is, men, he's growing up and he won't need me. I mean, I should just go sit in the shed with his training wheels. And the tire that he uses for a teething ring.
Murph needs you now more than ever. Look, you know all about Orc. You can answer his questions. And anyway, it's only one day a month.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I feel a little self-indulgent recently. I feel like Ronald Reagan at a budget meeting.
So what do you say we get to that old application?
Well, can it wait till the morning?
All right, just one little page anyway.
I hid it in Merv Griffin's autobiography. I thought nobody'd ever look in here.
Hurry up, Murph, you're gonna be late.
Oh, mummy, daddy, I'm all ready for school. Look at me. Yes. Oh, I've shined my shoes until they're almost silver. See, my face so close so the other children can identify with me. Oh,
I mean, I can't take it. It seems like he was hatched just yesterday.
I'll be home. I'll be home this afternoon.
Yeah, but that means I have to watch People's Court alone.
I thought we agreed there wasn't going to be a scene.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Daddy was a little emotional, but he's over it now. By the time he'd heard that Tom Snyder was quitting. That's it. There's the school beam now. All right, son. You take care and... you make me real proud of you. Remember, it's when you join the band. Don't be the organ carrier.
Boy, Ellie.
Your sweetheart. There's lunch.
Good job.
You have a good day, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll see you when you get home.
Okay. Gosh, well, Mom and Dad, I'm still here.
Fuck you. You might just be a big... Oh, man. He's gone.
So is my couch, man. What are you doing?
Would you believe it? I'm cleaning my up.
Are they biting?
Not too bad. I had one little 5-foot Avon lady, but she got away.
Look. Just because the baby's gone away to school is no reason to go crazy.
Got a bite? Oh, mayo. Yay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a letter from him?
Oh, it's my Book of the Month Club. Gary Coleman, The Early Years.
Oh, yay, huzzah! He's returned. My son. Oh, huzzah, huzzah. It's him.
Murph, what are you doing home? There's 5 hours left till school.
I hate it there. And I'm not going back there. I hate it. Going back there, I hate it.
Well, besides that, son, how was your day?
Will you stop saying I hate it, and just tell us what happened?
I hate it. I do hate it. The kids call me names, and that teacher, Miss Gizba, oh, she's cruel. I hate it.
You know what, Murph? I came home crying my first day of school, too. And I never would have gone back if my mom and dad hadn't taken me to class. Tell you what. How would you feel about going back to Orc Prep if Daddy and I went with you?
Well, I'll see what Teddy says. I have trust in you. Tell the truth, Teddy. He says, yeah.
Well, the two of you have a nice time.
The three of us will have a nice time, Mark. Don't worry, I'm sure Miss Giesel will be very happy with the way you turned out.
I don't think so, Min. Once on a field trip to the sun, she made me wear a coat.
Hater, 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 hater.
My molecules scattered all over the universe. Am I out here?
Well, yes, except you're bald.
Made you look, man. Oh, man, I'm just so happy to be back at school again. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Murph, young man, we do not leave the room without getting a hall pass.
Excuse me, sweetheart. I'm Murph's mother. And could you tell me where Miss Giesbach is?
I'm Miss Giesbach. And don't talk down to me. Mork.
Ma'am?
Oh. You still owe me a book report.
I'm sorry, ma'am. The last one burned up on re-entry. I'll let you know, though. Please don't do that. I don't want to have lobes hanging down to my knees.
See, I told you that she was tougher than a rawhide chew stick. Something about you.
Miss Kiefer. Murph came home very upset, and we were hoping we could talk to you about him adjusting to this environment.
See here, I'm sure everything will be fine once Murph gets to know the other children and our alphabet. You're welcome to observe, as long as he behaves.
I hate her.
Hey, what did I tell you? She's the house of correction. She is a mean little small person.
Oh, look, man, aren't they cute at this age?
Oh, Mert, I missed you at recess. I waited for you in the sandbox.
That's very nice. She's already made a little friend.
I have a feeling she's everybody's little friend.
Earthhead, listen, I'm sorry I was mean to you this morning.
It's okay, Orbit.
Isn't that nice, Murph?
I tell you what, why don't we shake the makeup, huh?
You're not kidding me.
Here's my hand, Orbit's his hand.
Of course.
No, I didn't. And no one likes a tattletale. Sit!
To hit a child. To hit a child.
Sweetheart, you sit down. We'll be back there.
Mom and Daddy, remember, no matter what happens, I still love you. Listen, Earthhead, if you don't want old Giesbach to call on you when she asks a question, all you have to do is raise your hand. Got it? You raise your hand when she asks a question, she won't pick on you.
Can I be sure of this, Ovitz?
What are friends for?
No.
Class, can anyone tell me who invented the flying saucer? Murph? Well, Murph?
Benjamin Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
That will be enough, class.
No way, men. Colleges are very expensive nowadays anyway.
Let's begin Manilow appreciation.
Daddy, you can't make me stay here. Well, you can, but if you do, I'll hold my breath.
Don't you worry. Mommy's gonna go talk to that little old pipsqueak.
What do you mean? Come on, we gotta come down to Ark here. Listen, you've never been the object of ridicule except for that time when you tried to play the Mikado. Son, I know exactly how you feel. See, when I was going to school, I was the one they made fun of. kids will make fun of you as long as you let them. But if you have pride in yourself, there's nothing that anyone can say. That's what you see. Hold your chin up high. Then they could really deck you.
Do you have any idea what it's like seeing ex-Ovitz?
Just ignore Ovitz.
I will. Just ignore Ovitz. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, class, that's enough Manilow. We don't want to get your blood sugar level too high. Now, boys and girls, it's time for show and tell. Who wants to go first?
I've got something I'd like to show Mert.
Delta, when you have something new to show, raise your hand. Perhaps Mert has something he'd like to share.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I do, Miss Gizba. I guess, first of all, most of you by this time know that I'm from Earth. I have something that none of you have here on Ork. None of you. I have parents.
Parents? What are those?
Well, Mommy and Daddy, come on down. Listen, what can parents do that a test tube don't? Well, for instance, you drop them, they don't break.
Oh, no.
Other than that, I'll tell you some other things. First of all, they, both of them brought me life and love.
Oh.
Also, the one thing they don't let me do is barbecue in the bedroom. That's bad. But when I'm real good, I try to be most of the time doing that. They always give me something like this.
Oh, wow! What's that?
Oh, could I see that?
Oh, what did you do?
Excuse me. What's the word?
Well, this is a frog.
A frog?
Yes. Oh. See? He's amphibious.
Huh?
That's a very big word for me, amphibious. That means that he can swim in the water, and he's also pretty good on the land. And he eats flies, of course. Has a long tongue. I've seen a lot of fights. And also, you find him at some of the better French restaurants.
Oh.
And he goes... excuse
me, Ted. Could I hold him? If you let me hold him, I promise you I won't hit you no more.
Okay. You hold your hands real high.
Like that?
That's right. Oh, a little higher in the palms. Keep your palms.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, I could really deck you right now.
What I want?
Why? Because I'm bigger than you are. What a wonderful child I am.
The little boy's going to be just fine.
Oh, well, goodbye.
Bye.
And thank you for letting us observe.
You're welcome. Stand up straight, Mort.
Ma'am.
And don't forget that book report.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing it on the wit and wisdom of Richard Nixon. It'll be a one-page essay.
Thank you for letting us observe.
You're welcome.
You know something? You handled that so well with Murray. You're a good father.
Bless you, Min. You know, we've got another hour till the next bean. How about we go shopping?
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Good. Maybe we can buy you a normal-sized nose.
We'll be back in two shakes of a Pringles tale.
Let's turn back the clock to those happy days when we all liked Ike, everyone loved Lucy, and the music was pure fun.
100, DeVry. We're serious about success.
More calling Orson. Come in, Orson. More calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mort, calling Orson. Come in, your fat farmness.
Ah, Mort.
Sir.
Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too, sir.
How's the little fellow doing in school?
Well, I'm proud to say, sir, a lot better than I did.
That's my godson.
He is indeed, sir.
Today, Ork prep. Tomorrow, Ork med.
Well, that's a very nice thought, but I'm not exactly sure that would be Mert's choice. You see, sir, I've learned that although it's good to encourage your child to shoot for the stars, it's not always good to choose which galaxy. See, if it's up to parents, there'd only be three jobs in the whole world. Doctor, lawyer, and wholesale jeweler.
But don't you want Mirth to pursue a career you can be proud of?
Well, sir, that's not a decision. And we'll honor his choice, even if he wants to become a network executive. Next week, sir. Nanu, Nanu.